Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking hockey right now, and whenever we talk hockey, that means we've got to go to our good friend Jason Mackey, who covers the Penguins for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who does a fine job covering the Penguins. And Jason, I got to be honest with you. This is a kind of a puzzling start to the season, isn't it, for this team?
Yeah, Paul, and I think it's more than a start at this point. You know, I think the start has progressed into a trend. I mean, we're looking at almost a quarter of the season here, and they stink. I understand that. I know why things have gone awry, or at least, you know, there's several things that point in that direction. I do think that the Penguins are going to be able to snap out of this. I just wonder when that's going to be and whether they've done enough damage to their season that it doesn't really matter. And I look at the Penguins and I still see a team that can make the playoffs. But, I mean, you're probably talking about this earlier, but is this a legitimate Stanley Cup contending team? And right now, I don't know how you can say it is.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, Jason, and everybody, a lot of people bristle when you suggest this, but is it possible that we've seen the beginning of the end for this group, you know, this group? Like, is it possible that the, you know, the run is sort of over? I mean, do you think that with some changes and whatnot, they could be back, you know, right at the top of the mix and giving it another run or two?
Yeah, I do think that they still could be there, Paul. And here's why. I mean, obviously, Sid and Gino are under contract for a number of more years. Same thing for Patrick Hornquist, and same thing for Phil Kessel. And Phil's been very good this season. And I would put Chris Letang in that category as well. You've got Brian Dumoulin. I mean, right there, I've ticked off quite a few names of a good young core of players. And I understand there are some guys who are not performing. The Jack Johnson thing is certainly troublesome. But Riley Sheahan, they can get out from under that next season. Brian Rust, if they would so choose to trade him, I do think they could move him for something. Matt Cullen will obviously be done after this year. Derek Grant, same deal. They've got some kids, some young kids coming up. So, I mean, there's an opportunity to retool. You know, we see championship teams in other sports, the San Antonio Spurs come to mind in the NBA, where they use one year as sort of like a, you know, a way to keep the window open for like a second half, kind of a transition year. And that's what I see this year, unless the Penguins obviously snap out of it quickly. But it might get to a point where, no, the run's not over, but in order to sustain this run a little bit more, they're going to have to use this as a transition year and maybe make some tough decisions. You know, maybe that means Phil Kessel goes elsewhere because they want to free up the cap space, not necessarily for return. I'm just saying you need to make a couple shrewd moves here in order to get some better players in.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the moves that people, you know, I've heard a lot of different theories on what this team really is lacking. You know, what are your thoughts? I mean, I look at a team and I think they probably could use maybe one more set, if not two, of some younger, faster legs and maybe one more defenseman. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think they need a right-handed puck-moving defenseman. I mean, basically, they need Justin Schultz. You know, but Justin Schultz isn't here. He's hurt. He's going to be out for a few more months. How is he when he comes back? You know, they can't afford to suffer. And, you know, Justin Schultz comes back to a team that's way out of playoff contention. You know, I look at this and I think they need to get more mobile on the back end. I'm sort of okay if they would go with Juuso Riikola in their top six. Like if they had the, you know, I'm just spitballing here, Paul, but like flip Olli Maatta and something else for like a right-handed, a little bit more puck-moving defenseman. If you give up like Maatta and Rust and try to turn that into a guy who plays on the right side, use Riikola on the left, you know, maybe something there. I'd like to see them get somebody, though, on the right side who can skate. They need a winger who can contribute. And whether that's somebody to play with Sid, whether that's somebody to play in a bottom-six capacity, I mean, they're just not getting enough
really all-around games from their wings. But, you know, I talked about Brian Rust earlier. One goal in 19 games just isn't going to get it done, especially for a guy who's got a lot of top 6 minutes. And if he's not going to do it, I mean, Jim's going to have to find out what to do with that contract. But for the time being, they need somebody in that spot who's going to finish.
Yeah, that's been a you know, I think a constant theme with this team is they have not got a lot of great, you know, of really a lot of help from the secondary scorers on this team, and that is a problem. It's weird, they're not winning, but the stars for the most part all seem to be playing pretty well, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't fault, and that's one reason why I said at the beginning, like, I don't think that they're really in danger of not being able to sustain this window. I think the opportunity is there. I think Rutherford just as easily could screw it up. I'm not saying I think he's going to, but I'm just saying that, you know, there's an opportunity here for him to either do it or he's going to blow it, one or the other. But I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that it's over. The Stars have been very good. It's hard to, you know, argue with what Patrick Hornquist is on pace for over 30 goals. Phil Kessel's on pace for over 40. Sid had, what, 8 goals in his last 10 games before he got hurt. Malkin, for a while, was one of the top 3 scorers in the NHL. I mean, the Stars are performing. The problem is they're defending horribly. The goaltending has been bad. They're inconsistent all over the board. You had special teams crater once. The power play went through a slump. They're getting no secondary score. I don't know if I said the goaltending's bad, but it's been bad. You know, you just go down the list of everything other than star players. It's been, just been wobbly for them.
What is actually going on with the goaltending? I mean, I thought this was going to be a team strength. And it just hasn't been.
Yeah, I thought so too, Paul. You know, I'll be honest with you. I know I get accused of being a Murray defender, and maybe that's legit. I don't know. But I don't think anybody in Pittsburgh saw him being as bad as he's been this season. You know, I looked today, and I wrote this in a story. His goals against average or save percentage, I don't remember which one's which. One is 46th out of 48 qualifying goaltenders. The other is 47th. I mean, among guys who have played enough games, he is in the bottom three. That's just, it's awful. You know, with him, I do think it's mental. He's actually healthy for a stretch, but I think he's thinking entirely too much. I had a conversation with Jim Rutherford the other day about this, and he agreed. It's just like he is working on all these technical aspects of the game, but he's not really comfortable. You know, whatever they're trying to do, and nobody will sort of say the specifics, but whatever he's trying to implement in his game is just screwing him up mentally left and right. And they need to get to the point where he's thinking less, reacting more, and just relaxing a little bit.
Yeah, that's been a puzzling thing. I think, again, when you look at Matt Murray, he was supposed to be maybe one of the things that you could really count on. So hopefully, you know, it's just coming back from the concussion or whatever he had, he's just trying to find his game, and once he does, he'll snap into it. But do you think that it helps the fact that he kind of knows that Mike Sullivan will pull him out and play Casey DeSmith some? I mean, do you think that that's actually helping him?
I'm starting to wonder if that's not the case, Colin. It's almost counterproductive. I think, and I've heard this from a few places too, it's not like I'm just making this up, but that the Penguins would kind of like to get in a situation where they either sink or swim with Murray. You know, they sort of realize that if this team's going to do anything at all in the playoffs, it's going to have to be with Matt Murray. And I think just as a whole, the group is kind of getting tired of like the back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like, the guy struggled. Let's just be honest here, but the only way for him to get himself right, or maybe they just realize that they stink and need to cut bait, you got to let the guy play. And I understand what Sullivan's doing. He's trying to win games. The NHL is a cutthroat place to be for coaches. We've already lost 4 this season. So Sullivan's trying to win games. I can't fault them for that. But sooner or later, you just got to stick with your guy, ride him out, and let him find himself.
Last one for you, Jason, before we let you go. There's no possibilities of Sullivan being in danger, at least during the season, right?
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
The only way
that would happen is if ownership said to Rutherford, you got to do this. Jim has zero desire to do this, and I have no inclination that ownership's going to tell Jim to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's again, that's in that league, you got to ask the question.
I know. It's fair. I mean, there's 4 guys before Thanksgiving getting fired this year. It's crazy. But no. And you know what, Paul? Like,
this isn't Mike Sullivan's fault. He can't hop over the boards and defend people. He's trying everything possible. I mean, they're tweaking breakouts now. They're tweaking defensive zone coverages. He's looking under every possible rock for a solution. And, he can't make guys do stuff. And I don't think they're tuning him out. It's just they might just not be very good. And they're also really twisted around right now. It's a pretty big funk.
Yeah. Well, Jason, I appreciate you taking some time, and maybe they'll get it together tomorrow night for you, and you'll get to watch a better game and be in a locker room that's in a little better mood.
Either way, we'll be there, man.
Yep, I'm sure. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Yes, same to you. Same to you and your family.
All right. It's Jason Mack. You can find his stuff at postgazette.com. He covers the Penguins, does a great job covering the Penguins.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.